In South Dakota, Native American children who enter foster care routinely end up living with families that are white. NPR first reported on this problem 3 years ago. Tribes say the practice tears apart their communities. Two of South Dakota's largest tribes filed a class action lawsuit to try to keep those children with their relatives and tribes. And NPR's Laura Sullivan reports that they won a sweeping victory last night, which could have implications nationwide.
The Federal Indian Child Welfare Act was passed 37 years ago to keep Native families and tribes together. It mandates that the state place Native children with their relatives or tribes if they have to be removed from their parents. But in South Dakota, that hasn't always happened. More than 80% of Native children are placed in white foster homes. One of the biggest complaints of Native families who lost children is that they were never allowed to present their side. A federal court now agrees with them. The court found that Native children were removed from their parents after short hearings, some that lasted less than 60 seconds, where they weren't allowed to speak or even find out why their children were being removed.
In the past 4 years alone, hundreds of Indian children have been forcibly removed from their homes and then been subjected to these judicial hearings.
Stephen Pivar, a staff attorney with the ACLU, brought the lawsuit on behalf of the Ogallala Sioux and Rosebud tribes.
It's no wonder that DSS, the social services, won 100% of those hearings. All the cards were stacked in their favor.
Federal Court Chief Judge Jeffrey Vigen found that state judges, prosecutors, and the Department of Social Services, quote, failed to protect Indian parents' fundamental rights. He wrote, Indian children, parents, and tribes deserve better. South Dakota state officials declined to comment other than to say that they do not comment on pending litigation.
And it sets up a roadmap for other areas in the country where we know there's this much disregard for the laws and the rights of parents and tribes.
Abby Smith is the Government Affairs Associate for the National Indian Child Welfare Association, and she says the ruling will change the way courts nationwide treat these cases.
I take literally thousands of phone calls a year from parents, tribes, grandmas, and aunties who describe to me court hearings that sound as if they are lifted out of the transcripts that were included in the complaint in this case.
Chase Ironize is a staff attorney with the Lakota People's Law Project, which has been fighting this issue in the state for 10 years. He said grandmothers and relatives who were denied custody of their grandchildren feel vindicated.
We have a right to the control and well-being and development of our children. Our basic existence depends on them.
Pivar with the ACLU says the tribes will work with the Justice Department and the courts to develop guidelines for South Dakota and other states as well. He says they will take up a final piece of the lawsuit, the Department of Social Services and its training of employees, next. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.